Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
How about new?
So here's another revelation about retirement, another realization.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
All that stuff that I was putting off to do when I was retired, it turns out I didn't really want to do any of that stuff.
I mean, yeah, a lot of stuff sounds good in theory, you know, but when it comes time to actually do it, it just doesn't sound as appealing. Ma'am, where's your family and where's your husband? And maybe you would have wanted to do those things if you had somebody to do it with that loved and cared about you. Where did you go wrong in your life? That's what I want to know.
What went wrong with you?
Most of the women that I cover on this channel, this is where they're going to end up. Retirement age, still making TikToks about how lonely and pathetic their life is. I would feel sorry for her until I think about all the hearts she broke over the past 65 years.
What does one say to a man with no conscience?
If you're putting it off now, before you're retired, there's a very good chance it's something you just think you want to do. And when it comes right down to it, you just won't do it. It's okay to not want to do stuff that you think you want to do. Just telling you. You can relieve yourself of the burden right now and just think, you know what? That's a nice dream. I like that dream. Maybe I'll pursue it, but probably not. It's okay to just have dreams.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
I am 41 years old and I have absolutely no savings for retirement.
Yikes.
I've spent the last 10 or 12 years being a broke single mom and at times living off of food stamps.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
Any time I've ever gotten ahead financially, I've always had a setback. I'm currently like $14,000 in credit card debt and $83,000 in student loan debt.
You know, and this is why women need men. Look, she probably had jobs where she could have been okay financially, but they blow all their money. And she's a single mom. Just bad decision after bad decision is what ruined these women's lives. This is why back in the day, the father was responsible for the woman, and then right immediately after, the husband was responsible for her. Because when she's left to her own devices, destruction and failure usually follows, despite what you see on their Instagram pages. Pointless degrees that she in debt for, and credit card debt that was probably for BS. And it's just that much worse when a kid has to feel the effects of all her horrible decision making over the past 41 years.
And I don't even have a master's degree. I went to University of Phoenix and got scammed.
I told you so.
And I'm hoping to get my University of Phoenix loans forgiven, but that's still pending. Even at that, I still owe $27,000 because I ended up going to a brick and mortar school. So I don't know when I'm ever going to retire. I plan on at my cubicle.
But keep this in mind too, fellas. There's still a simp out there who will take her on and her kid on at 41. But she would rather live in her car than give a decent man a chance. So yeah, just don't shed any tears.
It's the dads that have never been put on child support that have the most audacity. They don't realize how much grace you've actually given them without putting them on child support and without getting a court order to dictate your co-parenting relationship. These are the master manipulators, the ones that want to make you believe that you're not giving enough to them.
Look, she's still in love with him. That's why he's not on child support. You know what I mean? Because if she was over him, she would be fucking him over with no grease. She was hoping that if she didn't put him on child support, he would take her back. And she's making this TikTok hoping that he will feel bad and take her back. It's always the guys who actually want to be in their kids' lives that get screwed the most. The dude who don't want to be there, She never put him on child support. She still bring him over cakes and pies. It's ridiculous.
Wow, that's crazy that you won't let me spend the night to see my kid. Wow, that's crazy that you won't pick up every second of the day to tell me what you're doing. Wow, that's crazy that you ask me for anything that our child needs. So wow, that's crazy that you won't give me a ride or meet me somewhere to see our kid. You know what's crazy to me? Is seeing a dad complain about exerting any level of effort to be involved in the child's life. And as soon as you set those boundaries, as soon as he gets put on child support and he realizes that now the OAG's in his pockets, they stop with the wow, that's crazy.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Ma'am, you picked him, and he probably just doesn't have a job. You picked the worst possible man to reproduce with, if any of this is true, because I don't trust anything these bitches say on TikTok.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Man, I can tell you're a terrible mom by the fact that you're airing all your dirty laundry on the internet. What's your kid gonna think when he grows up and sees this? Degenerate.
And I hate to say it, but as somebody that sees this day in and day out as a family law attorney, they stop seeing the kid too. Because it was never about the kid to begin with. It was always about you. It's crazy.
Mama say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Why don't sperm donors have to pay child support?
Huh?
Back in 2018, I was artificially inseminated because I'm a lesbian and I wanted kids, right?
What the hell is the world coming to?
So me and my girlfriend decided that we were going to go find a donor and have a kid that way. I had my baby in February of 2019, and after that, my girlfriend and I stayed together for about 3 more years, and then we broke up. My girlfriend never signed the birth certificate of our child, and it was also illegal for same-sex couples to adopt a kid at the time, so she never became the parent of our child legally. And so when we broke up, she said that she had no legal obligation to this child, and she didn't want to be the parent anymore.
Surprise, surprise, surprise!
Of course, I was like, whatever, that's fine. Just give me, you know, some child support. And she said, did you not hear me? I have no legal obligation to this child.
When their ridiculous nonsense setups don't work out, they're still going to try to find a man to pay the bill. Whether she's straight, les, whatever, a man is always the bailout.
I'm not going to pay child support. So, of course, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do? Because I've never had a job, so how am I going to find one that is going to pay me enough to support my family?
Don't be butthurt. You did it to yourself, okay?
So now I'm trying to get the sperm donor to pay child support because biologically he is my daughter's parent. So I want him to give me his half. Of course, they're refusing to give me his contact information, so I don't know what to do at this point. But I just...
Finally, the system came through for us, fellas. I mean, I'm pretty sure that was discussed before this whole thing happened. But I wouldn't be surprised if she don't, you know, take it to the Supreme Court and get something overturned. You could always go out in the world and try to make something of yourself. Yeah, we know you ain't gonna do that, loser.
I think it's really messed up that somebody can just go donate sperm and then have nothing else to do with the kid that comes from it.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
50% of women ages 55 to 66 have no personal retirement savings. So, ladies, if you are one of these women, you need to make sure that you really get educated about Social Security because it's going to be likely your main source of retirement income. And you need to make sure you understand your options, understand the strategies, and make the best decision to optimize your Social Security income.
Look, all you old washed up chicks just need to start your own community. Y'all can help each other out. Y'all can change each other diapers, etc., etc. Take each other to, you know, doctor's appointments. Keep each other company. Tell each other your ridiculous stories. Annoy the hell out of each other. Like, seriously. As long as you leave us men the hell out of it. See, women don't think about this type of stuff until it's way too late. A lot of women don't even start thinking about retirement probably till like 55. But you wanted to do what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it. And you didn't want to get under any man's, you know, instruction or discipline. So take the consequences like some G's, boss babes. Old boss babes. Hey, folks. You tired of hearing this stupid advertisement? you can get access to all my videos ad-free by subscribing to Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month. And for the convenience of staying on YouTube, you could join the YouTube membership for $10 a month. You also get access to over 70 archived exclusive videos, as well as 2 weekly exclusive videos. Not to mention you get access to videos at least one day early.
Go yourself. That's how I feel.
We need to make sure if claiming on your benefit is in your best interest. Perhaps you'll claim on your current spouse, an ex-spouse, a deceased spouse. There's many different claiming strategies. You want to make sure you pick the right one. You can't afford to make any mistakes if this is your sole source of income in retirement.
But that's what these women are experts at, making mistakes over and over and over again for decades. So I don't think they're going to stop making mistakes now.
Who's going to tell men that you can use words? Words, you've heard of that, to communicate. It's crazy, but it's true.
He knows how to communicate. He communicates with his boys after he, you know, do you dirty for the night. He communicates how much of a hoe you are and how easy you are. I'm sure, you know, he uses words for that. Here's the thing. When it comes to how thirsty you broads are for the top 10% men, he don't really have to use words. He could use his finger and just, you know, signal you over. Or use the Degeneration X symbol to point you to the direction you need to bend down to.
One excited banana to do this hands-free challenge.
I'm not sure why every time a woman says that she wants a man to impress her, she wants a man to offer her something of value, everybody wants to freak out and call her broke and weak and dependent. Aren't you realizing that 9 times out of 10, the women who won't accept 50-50 are strong, independent women who are already established in their own career, their own housing, usually drive a nice car?
Pure fiction. It's fiction. It's fiction.
And those are the women who are least likely to get provided for by a top-tier man. You gotta love the irony. And I've never seen the long ghetto nails with the grandma sweater. Interesting piece up.
We go out to eat and go to events and go on vacations with our friends, and we pay 100% of our bill. I feel like people are missing Congrats. The point. If a woman is strong and independent and has everything that she needs, what purpose does she have in to invite a man into her life just...
Well, so he can manage it and she can stop blowing it on stupid companionship, leadership, guidance, common sense. He can bring common sense to your life. He can give you purpose, validity amongst your friends and family, so on and so forth.
Etc., 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 etc.
You can't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.